Welcome back to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Wayne Kimmel, managing partner of 76 Capital, the sports tech venture capital company. And on this show, I interview top sports entrepreneurs, athletes, and executives who are shaping and many times changing the overall sports business industry. You can subscribe to our show on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on our 76 Capital's website. Today, my guests are on the show today are real. I'm really excited about today's show. We have Dylan Robbins and Mike Matting. They are the CEO and COO of our 76 Capital portfolio company, Lucra Sports. You know, Lucra is the leading technology provider of gamification services. We'll get into all that and what that all means. They are backed by some of the best sports and institutional investors, including us at 76 Capital, Raptor Group, Visible Ventures, and a great group of respected team owners and athletes, whether it's Mark Lazary, Dennis Wong, John Isner, Zach and Julie Ertz, Emmanuel Sanders, Chris Middleton, and many more of some of Middleton's guys, as well as they're advised by WNBA former commissioner Donna Orender and Major League Pickleball co-founder Steve Kuhn is involved with the company. And of course, we can't leave out the Last Dance executive producer, Mike Tolan, and you know, and fellow Philly guy. We love Mike. It's awesome to have this incredible group with us backing Lucra. Well, let's get right to it. Michael and Dylan, welcome to our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Wayne, always good to be here. Thanks so much. And really extra appreciate, you know, letting a Knicks fan come on after what we just went through in that series. So that really shows that our relationship goes beyond just sports.
Yeah, Dylan, you threw it right in there right away. Well, listen, this is a really exciting time for you and Mike. I mean, what's been going on at Lucra has been amazing. So let's jump into the latest news.
Yeah, obviously we're thrilled that kind of Lucra has made some waves in the news recently about our exciting partnership with Dave & Buster's. I think it's a huge opportunity for us to unleash some, you know, unrivaled gaming experiences in their ecosystem, and you know, they can continue their commitment to kind of elevating their customer experience. One thing I love about Dave & Buster's is they've always been so customer focused and customer centric. And I think the partnership with Lucra and our gamification platform is a great way for them to continue to do that and continue to focus on their customer and just making going to DMV just an awesome time. We have one here in New York City at Times Square. So I'm personally excited to be going with family and friends more often than ever due to our partnership. But more than just the Dave & Buster's deal, which is obviously a landmark one for us, this is a big tipping point for Lucra as we kind of take a big next leap and a big next step. Into the world of gamification. We're launching new products, we're launching new features, we're partnering with brands across many different categories in the ecosystem, and we're just really trying to amplify the fun of friendly competition. Wherever you're competing, we want you to find Lucra, right? Wherever you're challenging your friends, we want to embed Lucra in those ecosystems. Mike and I and team have been working really hard to make that happen. So really exciting time to be in the Lucra family, and excited to dig in on it with you today.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, why don't maybe just give a little bit of, you know, deeper background on Lucra, you know, exactly, what you guys do as a company and why this is just such an exciting time for the business.
Yeah, happy to. So Lucra's been around for a while, for 4 or 5 years. It's Dylan's brainchild. And to know Dylan is to know that he likes to compete on just about everything that he does, oftentimes for cash, but sometimes for drinks or food or, you know, whatever's in front of him. And so kind of going back about a decade, as long as I've known Dylan, we had a running note on our phone of kind of all of our friendly side contests, who was up, who was down over, you know, a game of foosball or darts or, you know, Knicks versus Warriors. Thankfully, the Warriors have had a good run the last decade in our friendship. But we really wanted a lifelong leaderboard. We wanted instant settlement. We didn't want to have to rely on other platforms to kind of tell us what to do and how to do it. And so we built Lucra, really a friendly competition engine. That started as a direct to consumer platform and over time has evolved into a B2B product that we embed natively into third party ecosystems, really keeping the fun and funds inside of these consumer platforms to try to make kind of the activity that you're watching or playing with a friend just a little bit more fun, to have a little bit of skin in the game, whether you're competing, you know, directly for cash or a prize or a word discount or reward. And I think what's really cool about what we've seen is there's a lot of different forms of competition and currency that these platforms can offer and that they're uniquely positioned to offer, right? You think about a lot of these consumer ecosystems like a Dave & Buster's, they have, you know, gameplay and food and beverage and, you know, store, et cetera. And so you can bring in all those elements in a digital capacity to connect their users in a fun and friendly way.
Well, it's been really interesting to see now. I think the world has learned a lot about Lucra, certainly from this announcement recently with Dave and Buster's. I mean, it was an incredible story that Contessa Brewer on CNBC broke. And Dylan, I mean, it's been really interesting. I mean, what's been some of the feedback that you've received, as you know, from some of the people that have reached out to you, or as well as just, you know, the opportunity to, you know, all these, you know, all your current clients and now others that are excited about what's happening here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a fun week here at Lucra. We've certainly been in the weeds and having a lot of fun. Our team's been really excited, very energizing, obviously, to see all the positive reaction to the news. I mean, splitting up, I think, into two folds. First and foremost, most importantly, the consumer reaction has been amazing, right? Just people yearning and to learn more, and they're excited about the product and excited about the opportunity to, you know, engage more within the Dave & Buster's ecosystem. So the consumer reaction, most importantly, because Lucra is a B2B2C customer, the company, right? The end goal is to get to the customer. And so I think we were thrilled to see the consumer reaction. But equally on the business side, just the inbound business interest that we've received and kind of the learnings that there are even more use cases than we'd ever thought. We can't share too much to date since now we're negotiating, obviously, some new opportunities that will come hopefully public soon. But there's a lot of categories where Lucra can fit, whether it's consumer technology or in-person engagement or with teams and leagues or media and networks, other B2B platforms. Fitness is a category we're super excited about, having a lot of conversations in fitness. I've been on a workout trend myself, and it's a little easier for me to get to the gym if I have a few bucks on the line motivating me to get there. So I think that Lucra can really play in a lot of different categories and more than we've ever seen before. So I think that's been, you know, one of the most exciting pieces of feedback.
Well, Dylan, you're looking good. So this is working.
Thank you. You know, thank
for you. So we got to keep this thing going. Mike's cracking up in the background, like, come on, what's going on here? Yeah. But I mean, Mike, I mean, maybe share some of the use cases, right? I mean, like some interesting stories of some of the, you know, how people are using Lucra today.
Yeah, totally. We're super excited about a partnership that we have live with Tennis One, which is a tennis kind of news and highlights platform where people can watch you know, the Australian Open or upcoming Roland Garros, the French Open, Wimbledon, and kind of challenge friends on, you know, who's going to have more points or who's going to have more aces, you know, this player, that player. We're really, really excited for our recreational product to go live in the coming months with Dave & Buster's, as well as with Duper, the pickleball company that we're partnered with. And, you know, Dylan and I are big pickleball players. He played on a broken ankle at my wedding. That's how much he likes pickleball. And so we're excited to be able to compete with each other, you know, inside the Duper platform, hopefully in the coming months. And I think what's cool about Lucra is, you know, anywhere where people are competing on something, we can offer a native gamification layer to that consumer platform. It could be, you know, something that you're watching, you know, various professional sports. And kind of most excitingly to us, somewhere where you yourself are the participant, right? Where you have complete control over the outcome of the event. And that's, you know, could be anything from a game of darts to foosball to tennis to pickleball to fitness. And I think a lot of consumer companies who were interested in gamification, but maybe didn't necessarily know how to get into it in a way that was, you know, fan friendly and consumer focused, see us as a very safe and trustworthy option to doing so. One of Lucra's big value props is that we handle all of the risk management and compliance around offering, you know, a real money product like we do. And so we do so in a way that kind of brings comfort to both the end consumer, but also the enterprise client.
Well, Dylan, I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that would be great, I mean, you mentioned pickleball, and my God, did you really play on a broken ankle? I hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. And the things we do for love, Wayne, things we do for love.
Well, I mean, talk about like what that experience will be like and really the gamification piece of it and how it's and how that will work out from a competition perspective.
Exactly. So I think look, they're very common. You know, I like to say that consumer or competition kind of fuels the consumer experience. Like if you think about it, if you really take a step back, like if I'm in my week at the end of a long day, maybe I'm going up to the bar and playing some darts with my friends, or maybe I'm looking forward to that round of golf or that game of pickleball on Saturday night, or maybe it's just a game of video games to decompress. But like I'm competing throughout my life a lot of times that I'm not even really thinking about it, right? And I think if Lucra can find a way to kind of fuel that and amplify that, it's a huge opportunity for us and a great opportunity for the customer. So from a pickleball landscape, you know, if the four of us, the two of us and you and Chad go out to the courts on a Saturday, it's very common that people are saying, hey, loser gets the court time, or hey, loser gets post-game beers, right? Or hey, let's put a fiver on this match, right? And all those things are happening a ton already. And Lucra's goal is just to digitize that. Duper is an amazing platform to facilitate this type of stuff. And Lucra can be the layer that makes it happen, right? So all those things that I mentioned hopefully are coming soon. You can hopefully challenge your friends for a few bucks, but not just that, play for court time or play for a discounted paddle through one of their partner products, or even be able to potentially engage in post-game food and beverage, right? So I think what we're trying to do in earnest is meet the customer where they are, right? Like, let's not create new forms of competition. Let's meet people where they're already competing, right? And I think that's really what we're up to.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, one of the things that I know that you talk about, and certainly was featured in a lot of the news that I saw around Dave and Buster's and in press release and things you talked about, is really this idea of like this new form of digital experience that you're able to provide to your clients, to directly to the brands or the companies like the Dave and Buster's, but then how that experience really enables them to offer that to their customers, so they're engaging even more with that brand.
Yeah, totally. I think Dylan made the right point here. What Luca's really doing is we're taking offline behavior, we're bringing it online, we're organizing it for the consumer ecosystem and for the consumer. And so we're super excited about some new kind of features and functionality that we're going to come out with in the coming months, in terms of potentially allowing pool play functionality or brackets or tournaments. You know, today when somebody, you know, competes on, whether it's something they're watching or playing, they're usually doing it across a couple different platforms, right? They're cashing in or out through one platform, they're organizing the waitlist or tournament through another. And typically it's done outside of the consumer ecosystem that, you know, they're using to engage with whatever activity it is. And now we're just kind of organizing all that into one, you know, call it super app or one ecosystem where, you know, you can deposit funds, you can win rewards, you can challenge friends, you can enter pools, you can enter tournaments, as opposed to doing it across a bunch of different platforms. Why not do it inside a platform with a brand you already know and trust? And I think that's really something, it's something novel that we're creating by kind of bringing all this behavior online where it's been disconnected before.
Well, guys, this has been amazing. Dylan, Mike, I really appreciate you guys jumping on here and doing this special edition of our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show to talk about, you know, all the exciting things that are happening at Lucra. Certainly the latest news with Dave and Buster's has really been amazing. You know, there's been so much interest. And by the way, you know, Dylan, I have to ask, I mean, did you guys, you know, what was it like having, Jimmy Fallon talk about you on the Tonight Show?
Yeah, that was cool. I was actually asleep and my dad was watching me spit out his water while he was watching. He called me like seven times, and enough times where it ran through my do not disturb and he woke me up, and that was pretty cool. I mean, I think it's just a testament to the fact that this is going to be big, right? Like, we think there's a huge opportunity here, not just for Lucra, but really for our partners, right? Like, what we love about being white label is this is powered by Lucra, but this is really a big win for our brands, right? And we think that our partners have a huge opportunity to drive new customer adoption, increase engagement and retention, and, you know, launch new monetization streams. So that was really cool. Jimmy, obviously, if you hear this and he wants to come on, we're happy to come and talk shop, but maybe in future opportunities down the road. So that was definitely cool and a pinch me moment for, you know, we've had a lot of hard work go into this, and it's cool to see some of it pay off.
Well, we know a couple of his mutual friends, so if we need to maybe get you guys on the show, you know, that could be great. You know, it could be like the Dylan and Mike thing on the Jimmy Fallon show, and he'll do some kind of crazy thing with you, eat some crazy food or touch some different wild things that he does. He does some funny bits, man.
Look, if I had to choose between Jimmy Fallon or the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show, I'm going with 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. This is the show to be on. So already a big win for us, Wade.
Well, thank you. You know, I see Chad in the background. He's very happy that you said that. So appreciate that. And all the great things that you guys are doing at Lucra. Keep it up. And, you know, this is really exciting news, and excited to see, you know, bring you guys back onto the show when everything launches, whether it's with Dupe or whether it's with Dave and Buster's. Really excited to see all of this. And I guess we will just be able to go to our, you know, one of our local Dave and Buster's and experience this. So again, thanks to coming on the show, Dylan Robbins, Mike Matting from Lucra. Awesome to have you on our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Thanks, Wade. Thanks, really appreciate it.